Yud Hashem Mem Vav Valosh Hashavah Yud Cheshvat Etav Shem Mem Vav January 28th, 1986 on Tuesday.
Akedesh. Lessons of Akedesh Olay Kidarach HaMoed. So I asked, what's the Pshat Lashon Akedesh? So I mentioned the Shach and Simen Pei Zayin that in Tanakh Bishol is sometimes used in the sense of Achilleh. Vayivashlo es HaPesach is mentioned in Melochim and it means Vayichlo es HaPesach. So that's why the Rambam says that even though the Torah doesn't say Lo Yiseichlo Yibibachalevinei but Lo Yisibashlo, but since it's Lashon HaKedesh and Lashon HaKedesh Bishol can have the meaning of Achilleh too, it's all right. But the Pshat in the Rambam is not like that. There's the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam said, Kol eichlinu asurim ein chayev aleihem achi eichalei som derech hanoye chutz mi boso bicholob ukloi akerem. So he says, V'fisholei nema bohen achile eloheitzi yisar achiloson biloshin acheresh biloshin bishlu biloshin hedesh. It was a mistake, it's not Lashon HaKedesh. It's Biloshin Hedesh. Biloshin Bishol corresponds with Bosa Bechorot, and Loshin Hedesh corresponds with Vayakere. Then what's the Loshin HaPosit in regard to Goyim? Pentigdash Hamleo in Ketim. Sizra karme chokeroyim pentigda shamleya hazera asher tizra uspoya sakare. So it's a Loshon Hedesh. So in other words, the Rambam is not discussing just Bosa Becholov. It was a mistake. I read it, you know, in a hurry. It was Loshon HaKedesh. And I said, whatever I said is true. I mean, that Bishol is only osea if it's Litzir Hachileh, that's all true. But you don't have to mention what the Shach says, that the Loshon HaKedesh, the Loshon Nidin, and the Loshon HaMishneh, so Bishol is sometimes used in the sense of Achilleh. Now here it means not Loshon HaKedesh, the Loshon Hedesh, but it has reference not to Bosa Becholov, and it has reference to Kli Akher. In other words, Loshin Bishol has reference to Bosa Becholov, and Loshin Hegdesh has reference to Akerem. I mean, there's the plain shot, it was just a mistake. I just wanted to correct it because Shabesh didn't go long. Now we're starting. We went over Simon Kutsadvov in two. Now we have to go over Simon Kutsadvov in the Mechaber and Ramov. First I want to go over just the Mechaber and Ramov. And then perhaps tomorrow we'll go over the Tazen Shas. But as I go over the Mechaber and Ramor, I'll discuss the important Tazen Shas. Shivas Yomim Sha'azobos Itares. Maschilim Mochas Yeim Sheposko Boy. Vikach mishpoto. In tira beiz yomil mul gimul. Uposko milireis. Videkes. Vyeim she posko. שדיש טיפסי ביטארה וביקה זו תהיה סומך בין השמושה. So what name does he mention in the Mechaber? That's a very basic halacha. That on the day she starts bleeding, she has to make a dikke. And only the dikke is mivare that she starts bleeding. Suppose she doesn't make a dikke. But she says, I know, I stopped bleeding. She has a feeling that she stopped bleeding. That's not enough. That's not enough. So, the dikke of Tzektare, many poskim say, that's the most important dikke. You'll find it in Chavis Das. Many achay is the most important dikke. And the Chavis Das, practically, all achay, my impression is, assume that the dikke of Tzektare is miyakit midirais. Is miyakit midirais. In other words, that if she does not make it dikke, even though she feels that she stopped bleeding, so midirai says she is the cheskas tmei. Now, the mokia for the halacha, superficially, is the mishneh in mire. That's a maches. We learned that tomorrow. Nido shebotka atzmo yem shvi shachris umotso teiro das a maches o medale uben yashmo shi shlo kriso ulacha yom in botko umotso tmeyo harei vches kasteiro. So in other words, if she did make it dig, but early in the morning, and so Ben Ashmoches, she did not make it dikke. So it's all right. The other, it's okay. Botka atzmo bim shvi shayitz umotzot meyo uben Ashmoches lo yifriso lachas man botko umotzot eiro harei ze b'cheskas meyo. Even though she says it stopped, because since she didn't make Ike, so she's the Cheskasneo in Afreya. Then, when it says, Mitamim is raising Tigre Pkide, that is reference to the Reishes, Rashi comes out. But in the same, in the case of the same, it's not just Meisleis, she's the Cheskasneo, because she didn't make it. So Kasha Saloshin is, that's Miyakit Midaraisi, as the Chavis Das says, in Simen Kutsadivo. That the dikke of Tzektare, that's midirais. Take a look in the Tesis Osh, that's Meches. Samachtes, the Tesis Osh. Now, we went over the Gemara, but to go over the Gemara, the whole thing will take a lot of time, because we went over inside the Gemara. But just, I want to mention that Samachtes Amidale, in the Tesis Osh, the after the third two dots, these are gadaito. Loidinum spurim lifoneinu, bimona litvele, din shum didinon apsoke di shlishi, ki dom arobe liil nido she friso betairo di shlishi shalo, alme, beloya froshe in yichelo vispeer, so without the hepsektare, she cannot start counting. In other words, So if she makes a tzektare, somuch living ashmoshes Wednesday afternoon, even if she makes it in the morning, then it's okay. And then she can start counting. Thursday is the first day of the Zayinikin, but suppose she didn't make a tzektare, even though she feels she has a hargosha that she stopped bleeding, so then she cannot start counting on Thursday. So that's what he says. The afal dav v'mishum dibir napsoke b'shlishi ki dikom arov emir nido shintriso p'tayro b'shlishi shalom alme b'loy afroshe im yechil v'speya chumre b'almehi u'midirabono v'im naz b'shvim zem mitzvei kiv mishetfilo b'zmano mitzvo. So he says it b'chidesh. Not like the Chabad Das, it's even Kutzalik Bo. The decay of a tzektare is belishim sofik midarais. He discusses the decays of the Zayinikin, let's say, according to Rav Chanina, that the first day and the seventh day is miyakev yeved, whether midarabun is miyakev yeved, or according to Rav Chanina, it's miyakev midarais. That he discusses. But Hepsektare is not goes without saying that he's in the eyes. It's not such a rabbon. Jesus the Lord says at first that it's only a chumrid rabbon, and midirai say she can start counting the Zion King, even without the peak of Hepsektare. So if she feels that she stopped breathing. Women say they know they stop bleeding. She didn't make a decay of hepsektar. So midirai say it's enough. And then she can start counting the Thursday as the first day of the Zayinikin. The following Wednesday will be the seventh day. And then midirai say, according to Mandoma, Philip is manu mitzvah. So the following Wednesday morning, because she can be, she there is a mitzvah of filling with the rice. We're not talking the rabbi with the rice. That's what he said. Who the baumi who with the rabbonon they know naz b'shvil zeh the mitzvah kibum shev tefila b'zman mitzvah. Then he says, so first he says this with the rabbon. Then he says, v'afilu baya p'sokin nateire tivels. Maybe she did make it dikey, and she doesn't remember. So there is a second lashon that perhaps it's midaraisa. But the first lashon is that it's midarabon. Midaraisa, if she feels that she stopped, so she's becheskas teyo. So what does the Mishnah say? She's becheskas teyo. That's only the Rabbono Becheskas Teiro. But the Rai said she's Becheskas Teiro even without the pig, as long as she feels that she's stubborn. So at least in the Tesis of Rosh, there is one Lashon that perhaps it's Midaraisa. But the Ozorua in Milchas Mideh says the Feirish that it's only the Rabbono. Midaraisa, if she feels that she stopped, so then she's already b'cheskas teiro. Alright. Now, from the Lashon Rambam, it's mashma the other way. Like the Chabad Das. Das mentions it as the portion, doesn't mention it, maybe they also write it in heaven. But this is a rush. I don't understand. Unless it's in heaven, it's not the source of us. Thank you. Rambam says in Pirvog Milchus Yisur Biye Halacha Chol Nide Shevotka Atzmo Viseich Yemei Nidoso Umotso Sheposak Adam Vatulposak Visheini Nidoso like the Chachamim in the Mishnah. In Shomigo Yizido Vatulposak Adlacha Nidoso Yom Nidadu וכשבודקו מוצא תימו אינם במשמו קוליס נעיום ממוסו תנאו ביטי איזובו אלא קוליס נעיום ממשלוי בודקו וחסקסטן. In other words, if she made it dike even on the second day, not on the first day, only Rebbe says even on the first day, on the second day, when she found herself that she stayed off, she was clean, and then she didn't make any more bidikas. And then days later, she made a bidika and she found herself male. So we do not say she was male all the time. Now she's male. But all the days, so she has to stay off in as much as she made a bidika. But cats more and more male. אפילו בודקו בשביל נידוסו ובין השמושס לא יבודקה עצמו כאילו לפריס מתומס נידה. Even though she feels that she stopped, but she failed to make it dike some of the נשמושס אלו ימצינו יומי והכן בודקו למוצו תירו הרי זו שוט תקצוב הרי זו שוט תקצוב. So in other words, in as much as in the morning she found herself unclean, 6 o'clock in the morning she found herself unclean, and then she felt that she was clean, she stopped, but she didn't make a dika, let's say a minute before six, let's say she was at six in the evening. So mele she is the cheskas mele, and mele we are afraid this was the seventh day. So the next day is already the first day of the Aleph Yei. Maybe she had a discharge of dam on the eighth day, and then a discharge of dam on the ninth, and then a discharge of dam on the tenth. So that's in the Yemei Zivo. So she becomes a Zovek Deila. So she's in Sofi Zov. According to the horse, if she felt that she stopped bleeding, so Melech, why should she be the Sofik Zobah? So you can say maybe the Rambam means Sofik Zobah with the Rabbanon. It's not much more like that. And then the Rambam, this is Halacha Chof. The Rambam in Halacha Chof Gimel, so he says Korisho she Sofik Nido Sofik Zobah Tzricho Reishiv Shivas Yomim Nikim Sofik ותגלס בלילה שמיני והכך תהיה מותרס לבילו ומביא יוקוב עם זובו ואין נחל. Why is it נחל? Because it's צופיק זובו. So that is reference to what the Rambam says in הלוכה חוב, צופיק זובו. So she brings the קוב. If she is a צופיק זובו מרבונון, how can she bring the קוב? חום לעזור, it's a מסע ברעיסה. So we see that the Rambam is chelik on the other one, and he is chelik on the first loshi in the Tesis Rosh, and he holds that it's mil reis. That's why she is sofik zovah mil reis. If she didn't make the hafsek tam, why not? Is that? But it's not such a devil portion, because the first loshi in Tesis Rosh says it's a hundred rabbonon. And the Ezerua says it's not. So it's not such a good question. The question is, how is it that the Achreim don't mention the Shite of the Tesis HaRosh in the Ezerua? That's a terrible question. All right. But anyway, with the Raisa of the Rabbon, but with Maise she's the Cheskas Mele, even though she had a Hargosha that she stopped with. With Dike Zu תהיה סמוכי בין השמושת מלכתכם, מלכי נהגי מלכתכם ודלתים סמוכי בין השמושת. Now I mentioned it many times, I don't know why those who pass in Shires, I don't mean the real pastor, I don't think that was a fine student, the other pastor, but the other, the younger pastor, why the old pastor that the Dika Pesek Tyre under all circumstances requires the Chathile Inir Dochum Gehov Nashmash. There are many women who have problems because of that, because to keep the Inir Dochum Gehov Nashmash many times causes an irritation. And many, many problems, many, many times. The Chashulchan says that there is no Chiyub Lechathile to keep a Gehov Nashmash for an hour and a half. The whole dinashmash. And I don't know. There are some who are not machmir on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur in regard to Rabbi Natan Shem. But as far as the Meir Dochuk dinashmoshes is concerned, they all require that the Meir Dochuk should be put in before the Shkia Rishino and should be taken out 90 minutes later. Why are they machmir in regard to that more than in regard to Shabbos? That's beyond me. They don't have the skashes. They're not trombones, they're not shachs, they're not taz, don't have the skashes. But the Hashulchan says that it's a mistake to require women to keep the Meir Dochuk the whole Bina Shmoshes because it's a chumre also with the kulah. It causes irritation and bleeding, and then there are all kinds of kulas. I mean that sometimes one makes, you see. So he says like this. So he's medayik from the lashon of the mechaber, and he's also medayik from the lashon of the teras abayis, because here he says ubdike zuti some of the nashmoshes. But he doesn't say that v'chein eyagim mechatchil, that it has to be somuch bin hashmoshes. But he doesn't say that it has to be kept the whole bin hashmoshes, it has to be done somuch bin hashmoshes. But if she puts it in and then takes it out immediately, so she's mekayem lechatchil. Then he says, u'b'di'eved, atu yivot ka'atzma ratshachris, ומוטה עצמותיה סגלי ומאילון ילמד אודום להכנו לכתחילה בסיום ביסי שיתבדקס ביים הפסקתה רוצו במאיר דוחו ושהי שום כל דין השפוסס שזו הבדיקו מציא המדיקו סופס. So here he says it's another kind of לכתחילה, it's in his chidesh, and he doesn't say some of the Nashmoshes is like Hatchile for everybody. You have to pass them like that. But the Meir Dochuk, the whole Nashmoshes, it's only Midas Chassides. It's the ideal thing. Yilamid Odom Lehachmel Lechatchile B'Tzion Beisei. For himself, not for all the people, to pass them the child. It creates many problems. So the Hashulchan says that it's not right to require Meir Dochuk the whole Nashmoshes, unless we know that it's not conducive to problems. But Balei Roy know that this is very conducive to problems. Alright, so in other words, some of the Nashmoshes is obligatory, but the Meir Dochuk, the whole Nashmoshes, is in the Sfiris. And it's not that one should pass in that way. Yilamei Godom lehachnu lechatchile b'sir beisei. Sir beisei for himself, but not when somebody has the Shaila. Of course, if the one has the Shaila in the Bidir Shamayim, and he wants to do the Midas Chides, so he should tell him that if it's not conducive to problems, is the proper thing. But to say you have to do it, that's against the being. The Ochashulchan says that. Yeshengi in his power have called all this the Hayim Bodel in Yechilo Libdei Oil Yilvesh Amino Yechilo Libdei Oil Oz Yilvesh Levon. It doesn't make any difference. Yilvesh Levonim Oil Haskel Yilvesh Levonim Oil Haskel מאחר והכל כבר עושר ישראל תחום מסדש. It's a big finish. In other words, now, and pastors are washing his mashma, and you know, that's how all the Achaim assume the recording of Tchum Mesadesh. It's not only if they daven Friday by the very sword there in Kabbal Shabbat, because Mesikim Adelakish, anyway, during the week, because we pass from Mandu Ovid Kimarovi to Mandu Ovid Kimarovi. There is a machleket between Rabbi Yud and the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, so you can dam Minche Kohen, so then when you can dam Mairi Mishikachshach, and according to Rabbi Yud, that's according to the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yud, so you can dam Minche after Tvaram Minche. So it's sure be Reva sure Kidemalayo or Kidemshti. I mean, all right, that's another machine. So, and after Pagamunche, according to the beauty, you cannot dam Munche. So, Meire, since you cannot dam Munche, you can dam Meire every day, not after Shabbos. So, the sheet of conversation is the thing, the call, you know, many times. This happens in the American cities, especially in the summertime. They dam ma'ariv early after plaga minche leyayim gode. Sometimes they dam ma'ariv before plaga minche. Then it's a broch levatole. I mean, but I'm not talking about these people. But you see, so but after plaga minche, so it's muter. Mandov kemarovi, mandov kemarovi. The shayli is, can you dam minche en ma'ariv after plaga minche before shtie? So many of the Shayim say that it's the other disaster, but people are made legal today on that anyway. So suppose the call davened Mairid early, let's say it's Wednesday, and they davened Mairid as if it had been Wednesday night. So Melchum Sadeshan says she cannot make the Hexektare and then start counting the Zion Kim from the Thursday day. Because since the call damned my race, that means they treated it, the call treated it as already as night. As night. What is one thing to do with that? There's the sheet of conversation. So Mele, she cannot make Hepsiktare Wednesday. She has to make the Hepsiktare Thursday, the next day. And Friday will be the first day as I need. It's a big hunger. Last thing is, you know, of course, מאחר דרכו כבר ראשו ישראל ויהי שאומרים דימותר אפילו ראשו הכל שבס נתון, נרבית הכל נתרומס הדשן so even on a weekday where it's not based upon מסיקים מחיר הרכיש so you cannot make the Hepsita because simply that call doesn't matter so in Melee he already, the call comes, treated it already as Thursday. Some Melee cannot make that Siktar. The Siktar has to be made on Wednesday in order that Thursday should be the first day of the Zion Kiddush. And the Yishim say that even if they did it on Friday, they davened, let's say, at 5 o'clock, they davened Ma'ariv, so they were amazing Mechil HaKadosh. So it's already Shabbos, the Dusayim is Chal. So even so, she can make, after Mairi, the Bdika Petzika. Yishim di Mutra to Rosa are called Shabbos. And most Poskim say, not only is the call made Shabbos, even if she herself made Shabbos already, she can still make the Bdika Petzika after she dumped Mairi. So even there's some question about it. But most Miss Kaylee would say בני הגים לכתחילה לזוי to make the dike before the call double smile ובדיעבד עם מוחש ומקצת מושים מהלו ומקצת נושים יעדים שם פוסטו קדם בורחו וחוזרו ליריס כסם מידם תיך ימי סבירוסו אז מפסיקים עתירו לאחר בורחו עם נסקאו שלו סומך לאחר וחישת עם דבוזר לדיעבד ואין מוכיב ביודום כי כן קיבלו מזכוכם שאיר אלוהם ומין הגבוסיקים. So the Bach, the Shach Menshi, the Bach is מדייק from the Russian of the Ramo, since the Ramo says, וניקסס נושים להגז, שאין פוסקו קדם ברוך, וחוזרו ליריס כסם מלדם, תיך ימי סבירוסו, עוז מפסיקי נטולה הבורך. That the Ramon is only making where she saw down the next day. Let's say she made a bdike. She stopped seeing that she made a bdike. Let's say Kidem Baruch Hu Wednesday. Kidem Baruch. And then while it's in Ayin Godel before Shkia. After Bohu, so she's so dumb. So in such a case, she cannot make it dike after Bohu on Wednesday and start counting Zion King on 30 days as the first day. But only she in Posko Kingdom, because Olir is guessing the dumb tear in this year. Now it's Eve on Wednesday. She made the Dika Fezekta and she was free. And then it became night and it was Thursday. And Thursday she already started to count Thursday as the first day of the Zion King. But after both on Thursday, the call, David Meyerich at 5 o'clock. After Plagamimche. So it's 5:30 on Thursday she saw down. So then we say she can make it decay at 5:45. And if she's clean, so she can start counting with the Friday day and the first day of Zion King. But suppose she made it decay on Wednesday before Bohu, and then half an hour later after Bohu, before Shkia. So she sat down, she cannot make it decay and start counting the Thursday day as the first day, because that's not such a deeved. Only if she sat down already after she started the Zion King, because the Ramo says, Nitzas Moshe Neagis, she imposko Kedem Bohu, because Bohu is Kesem Edam Teichen Yisrael. Mashein Kedem. If she made the Hepsiktare on Wednesday, let's say at 5, and then at 5:30, after Bohu she saw down, she cannot make it decay at 5:45 before Shkia and start counting the Zion King with the 30 day. That's not because it's not the Hepsiktare for us. So the Bach is dying that from the rest of the Ramor. And he's thinking on the Ramon, he says it doesn't make any difference whether she saw down on Thursday after Bohu, or even if she saw down on Wednesday after Bohu, she can still, since it's before Shkia, she can still make another ticket, and if she's clean, she can start counting through the Thursday. So the Bach is thinking on the Ramon. And the Shach says that even the Ramon doesn't mean that way. When he says, Tichnis, also, it doesn't mean that way. If she saw down on Thursday at the moment. In other words, after the Hepsiktare, it's considered Tichim Yisrael, even though the first day is Thursday, and the Thursday has not begun as yet. But he calls it Echmeister also because the cold doesn't already mire it. So he calls it Echmeister. But the Ramoy is not really on the Bakshi. So there's the Pashi. There's the Pashi. There is no basis in being Machmer because the whole Shita of the Chmisadeshim is in the Chmre, and we are only Machmer Lechatchile, but not yet. יחיש כין דוב הזה לדיאבד ואינים חיץ ביודום כי כן קיבלו מאיזה חוכם שאיר אלוהם והוא מן הגבסי There is a very strange chach here but we're not going to discuss that because I'm afraid if we discuss that we won't be able to cover any ground So I want to go over the Mechaber and Ramor and the most basic shachs and tas. I'll discuss about them. And then, if there is enough time tomorrow, so we'll go over every tas and every shach inside. Now, Sid Beis. Now, Simen Kutzadikvor is probably together with Simen Kuf Peites, the most basic simonim Hilchas Neder, most basic simonim, and as far as relevance is concerned, so that's probably the most basic simon, as far as Shailas are concerned. All right. Roaso Yemechot Duvat Uposko Boibiyei צריכו לבדיק עצמו במרדוכות בשהי שום כל בן השמושת ובדיעבד עם בודק עצמו סמוך לבן השמושת ומוצא עצמו תאירו אף על פי שלא יעמך אצלו כל בן השמושת יסד אבל בדיק השחריס לא נהנה הויו ולרוע סוב רק ימח So he passed, Mr. Ramo passed, that only when is the Ebed in Dike Shachris, no, only if it's on the second day. But if it's on the first day, let's say the initial Riyah took place on Sunday. On Sunday, there's the initial Riyah. Usually women bleed for several days. But this time, she only bled one day. And then, the initial riyah took place immediately at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then, at 7 o'clock in the morning, she made a bidet. And she found herself bleeding. And then, she didn't make any bidet somach of the nashmoshes. So then she's the cheskes neder. In other words, only the Imshari. That's the Chachom in the Mishnah. Now, this Gemara, like many other Gemaras, are basic Gemaras, and you have to know it very well. I mean, the Gemara that Samaches, the whole subject, up to the next Mishnah. So, it says as follows. Mido shebotka atzmo yimchi shachris. Mido shebotka atzmo yimchi shachris. Umotzo teiro. Ubin ashmoshes lo yutriso. Ulach hayomin botka umotzo tmeyo arei b'cheskas teiro. Even though the decay took place in the morning. The Judei Meir Kol Shalo Yitriso Bitaro Min Amincho Lemailo Hariz B'cheskas Meir. So Dike Shachris is not enough. The Ebed. Even there. The Chachomim Emrim אפילו בשניים למידוסו. אפילו בשניים למידוסו. The second day. פות כל מוצו קירו, ובן השמושס לא יפריסו. ולאחר זמן בת כל מוצו קמיו, הרי זה בחסק הסתיר. How about in בשם? וחכמים בשרוי, as the shame you call them. So don't discuss that. But that is discussed in the Braise by Rebbe. On the way. Rebbe Yude Eimer. Samachas on the way. Tanya. On the way to Rebbe Yude, you require some mincho, a dike, because a dike in the morning does not establish conclusively that she stopped reading only b'dike b'minche. Now, what does minche mean? We discussed it. The Bais Yosef says it means minche daily. Minche daily. Minche daily means 12:30. And the Berek Abayis, the Rosh says it means minche ktan. Minche ktan. So, Omrole Rab Yude, Ilmore Yodel Munoches Bein Neo Kolben Hashmoshes Yopatein Achso Eimar Imsilk Yodel Roaso Mali Yifriso Bitare Bizayin In Amincho Emailo Mali Yifriso Bitare Berishe. What difference does it make? If you had said that the only thing that establishes conclusively beyond the shadow of a doubt that she stopped breathing is a meir dochu kolbin hashmoshes, that's called yodeo munoches beinel. In other words, she made sure that she didn't have any discharge because there was a piece of cloth inside the holding hashmoshes. But you don't, even you, Rabbi Yude, don't require that. You only require dikel mincha, whether it means 12:30 or it means 3:30 minchadel minchaktane. But even if it means minchaktane, so what kind of a guarantee does it establish? She puts in a piece of cloth, let's say at 4:00, she is at 6:00, and she takes it out and it's clean. But how does it show that at 5:00 she didn't have a discharge? If you had you that required in your dochok of nashmoshes, we would understand your longness. But even you don't require mir dochok. You only require a little mincha, mechdela mechtano. So how is that a better guarantee, a better proof than a dik in the morning? Someone said, you mole your demonoch has been there called nashmoshes. יופי אתם, עכשיו אין על המצלוק יודע או רעשו, מהו יפריס הביטר הביזיין מן המינכה מלמיילו, מהו יפריס הביטר הברישן, ברישן יקל מנדומה, אי, no, there is a מנדומה, who says that even if the בדיקה is בשח, is ברישן, the first day, so it also establishes the habit that conclusively that she stopped reading. So, Ein v'atanya b'nechuse, Omar Rebbe, Sh'alti es Rabi Yisi v'Rab Shimen, Ki sh'oyom ha'olchim b'derech, Mido shebot ra'atzmo yuzayim sachris, U'motzo teheiro, U'bein ha'shmoshes lo yifriso, U'lachra yomim botko u'motzo tmeyo. Ma'o, Omro le'arej v'cheskas teheiro. In other words, it's not like a duty that it has, the bdik has to take place in Incha. She, suppose the bdik in the morning takes place on the sixth day, not the seventh day. The fifth day, the fourth day, the third day, Sheinimai, Omalei, Loishne, Loishne, Rab Yisit Rab Shimen, said, even the second day, Berishim Loishal, but Rebbe did not ask him how the gig in the morning takes place the first day. The initial day took place at 6:00, and then at 7:00 in the morning she made a gig and she found herself being is does that establish conclusively that she stopped bleeding? Provision Loishal to be too easy. Rebbe says, I made a mistake in not asking about fishing. Shalom Shalti. Also, the end Rebbe held that even the Rishay, it did a shachris in effect. But the Koray, he didn't invest for Rishay, because he considered that he assumed that the Rishay, it did a shachris in Nadirah. When we call him my Shabbat, Hoyu Behozak Mayim Poshuach, since the initial year took place, that day, some melee, B'dike Shachris is not effective. So Rebbe at the end held that even Dikas Rishim Shachris establishes conclusively that she stopped bleeding. But at the beginning he held only Sheni, but not Rishim. How do we pass them? Do we pass them like Rebbe at the end, or we pass them that only Dikas Rishim Shachris, but the Rishina? So there is a machlokes rishim. Most rishim pasken that only b'dike b'shem shachris, but b'dike b'rishim shachris is not there. The Rashba in Teres Habayit pasken that even b'dike b'rishim shachris is not there. And it's not only Rebbe, he says, the Chachomim Basroi of the Mishneh, when they said Cheney, they mean even Rishneh. Now the Torah mentions the Psak of the Rashba, and then he mentions the Yesh Machmir. Now you will see, if you turn to Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, in the piece of Sorosh, the sixth line from the end of the column, V'chachomim meinim gibramasno, V'chachomim meinim avdishenu l'yidoso, Votko u'motso toir, U'chutipir sharashi, V'gimu machlekes bidobo, Tamikam l'sobar davke b'shvi, V'radyude davke b'nashmoshe, even the seventh day, not Binashmoshes, he doesn't mean Binashmoshes, it means Mincha. Love that to Binashmoshes. The Chachomim Emrim Abdishen, Upirushay, Ike Adayim Tana Revi, the Bidmore Koma to Ubrishay, that's Rebbe at the end. Hilkach, oh, so he says that according to Rashi, they are four Tanoim. There is Rav Yude, and there is the Chachom Basroi, and there is the Tanekame, and there is Rebbe. Finally, so the biggest Machmir is Reb Yude. According to Reb Yude, so B'dike Shachris, even on the seventh day, as of the initial Re'e. So B'dike Shachris is not enough. Only B'dike Shachris. He's the biggest man. Then there is the Tanakame who says that by Yom Shvi it becomes shachris, because normally a woman doesn't bleed for more than 7 days. Because if she bleeds for more than 7 days, then it's pathological. And that's what the Ramban says. That's the reason as to why the Torah calls it Veloyeis Nidos. So after the seventh day, it's already emazime, because it's pathological, it's abnormal for her to bleed. So according to Rashi, the Rosh says, there are four tanoi. First of all, the biggest machmer is on duty. The tibman, the seventh day, itikeshachris, does not determine that she stopped bleeding. Then there is Tanekame, who is not so much, and he says on the seventh day, so itikeshachris determines that she stopped bleeding. Only on the seventh day, according to him. But on the sixth day, not. Because many women live for 7 days. Some male week on the sixth day does not determine that she stopped bleeding. Now then the Chachamim Basroye is Tarchitev. They say not only Ikeshachris on the seventh day determines conclusively that she stopped bleeding, even on the sixth, even on the fifth, even on the fourth, even on the third, even on the second. But not on the first. Not on the first. And then the Rebbe, in the Braise, finally, he held him on the first. So there are four shots. That's Rashi. Then the Rosh himself says, you see, the Rosh agrees with the Rashbo. He says that there are only 2 days. Uperushe says, Ikadain Tanerevi, the more I come out of Uperushe. Hilkach nire, ilech ala trei tanoi. Vechachom mifor shemile de tanekam. Mishum te rabiude goya afroshek na mincho umayro. Vile asage da afroshek shvi shachis. Vioso rabonu lifrushe da apilu bishepir shabisei nisage. Vihoh adim beifrisho berishe. Ala shein derach isho yudit vim rishe. Achre shetobot ko pamachas umosot meyo. Im keinishnes lifiatoi shetoro rebe. Shall we show our permission? So there are only 2 days, 2 shittes. Rabbi Yudeh, who says the Dike Shachris never determines that he stopped bleeding, even being Shvi. And then Tanakame, which is the same shite as the Chachamim Basroye, and the same shite as Rebbe, finally in the Braise, the Tibbe permission. Of course, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudeh, so we pass like Rebbe, which is the same shite as the Chachamim Basroye and as the Hamikam. That's why that's the shite of the Rosh and that's the shite of the Rashbo. Now you can understand as to why the Tur mentions that as the main shite. But then the Rashbo himself says Yesh Machmir. In other words, that's according to Rashi. So only Dike. Yimshenim Shachris determines that she stopped bleeding, but not if Dike being born. Now, and then we have in Machlikes between Rashi and Tesis on one hand and the Rambam on the other, according to the Sheik, and most Yimshenim agree with Rashi. That only Rebbe says that in Dikebim Rishin Shachris determines that she stopped bleeding. But the Chachamim Basroye, needless to mention, Tanekame, say only on the seventh day. And Chachamim Basroye say even on the second day, but the first day not. Naturally, we don't pass like Rebbe. The Chachamim Basroye achelik on Rebbe Yochid Rabbi Me'alochid Rabbi. Some mele on the first day Dike Shachris does not determine that you stop living. How about the seventh day where she bled on the seventh day? Let's say she made it dikat 5 minutes after six on the seventh day, and she found herself male. Then, at 7 o'clock in the morning, 55 minutes later, she made another dikat, and she found herself male. Is it like the first day? Because what's the significance of the first day? because it's the day she bled. So even if she bled on the seventh day at 6 o'clock, so then it became at 7 before Minche does not determine that she stopped bleeding. This is what Rashi says, that when Gimel and Aleph at the bottom, I think that we went over, we looked it up and we saw the Rashi, and this is what Tisha says, that some Chesom base, that according to the Chachom Basoy, that the first day, so if Dike Shachris does not determine that she stopped bleeding, so the same thing will apply to the second day, and the third day, and even the seventh day. If she bled on that day, so, and then she made another Dike, and she found herself clean, so it doesn't return. The Ramban says not, that even according to the Chachamim Basoya, that the first day of Dike Shachris does not determine that she stopped bleeding, so there's the first day, because the initial year took place. But if it's not the first day, it's the seventh day, the second day. But so even though she made a decay at 5 after 6 in the morning on the second day, or the seventh day, and she found herself unclean, and then at 7 o'clock, in the middle of the day, found herself clean. So you don't determine that she stopped. She stopped. No worries. So now, what does the mechava pasken? And that roaso yimechod duvat uposko beidiyei tzricho libdik atzmo bimeir dochuk. So he mentions only Roaso Yimechot Luvat. He doesn't mention the case Roaso, let's say, Shibayom, but she bled early in the morning on the seventh day, and then she made a bdike in the morning at 7 o'clock and found herself in. Doesn't discuss that. That machlekes between Rashi and Tisus and the Ramban and the other, the Mechaber and Ramo don't discuss it. Certainly not explicitly. But then the Ramo says, the Mechaber only says that if she saw only one day, so then a dike. Shachris is not enough. But with the Eved, and he has to Chachrile, she has to make it Dike of Meir Docho called the Nashmosh. Here, it's obligatory. In this case, it's obligatory. When I said in the name of the Hashulchan, it's only the Sides, that's in the case where she didn't bleed one day, but where she bled one day, then it's certainly obligatory to. But then the Ramah says, who be the Eved, in what parts more somuch with the Nashmoshes, in what parts more Tehera, after Pisha Lohoyo Hamel, Etzlo, Kobe Nashmoshes Sag, Aber Dika Shachis Lohne Hamel, Hoyo de Lohoaso, Rakyon Mechon, I think that Chaviz Das is midayik from the Lashon of the Ramah, that since the Ramah emphasizes, I'm not sure, but I think the Chaviz Das, I don't want to spend time in looking it through the Chaviz Das, but I think the Chaviz Das is midayik from the Lashon of the Ramah, that the Ramah agrees, passes like the Rambam. In other words, the machlekes between Rashi and Jesus on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other, according to the Chacham Basoy, that Dika Shachris is lo mihaneh on the first day, what did it is on the seventh day, what she bled on the seventh day. So Rashi and Tisa says the same thing like the first day. And the Ramban is Michalim. So since the Ramah emphasizes Avol Bdika Shachris L'Nihamed Holu V'Len Roaso Raki Mechot, so that means only in the case where the Bdika took place on the first day of the initial day, so then it doesn't determine the Kistab Bdika. But if the Bdika took place, let's say on the seventh day, even though she already was male early in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, but at 7 she made another decay and it's not the day of the initial day, so merely it does determine. In other words, like the Rambam, I think that the Chavis Das is died from the lotion of the Rambam, and then the Rambam in parentheses mentions the Rambam. You see, and there the Rambam says like that. He uses the lotion of the Ramban, so anyway, but that's totally in Machlokes Rishonim, and one couldn't be made so easily, I mean, in that question. But it's not discussed explicitly by the Machaber or the Ramban. But the Ramban does say, in the name of the Ramban, that even if she saw only Yemechot Levav, so then B'dika Shachris, the Eved is not effective, but Bdikas Minche is effective, even without a Meir Dochuk called in Hashmosh, even by Roa Asher Yimachaduma. The Goyen is Chilikam. The Goyen is Chilikam. And the Goyen says, the Goyen will soon see inside Goyen. The Goyen says that Goyen says that even the Eved, if Roas or Yimechot Bilvad, said the only thing that will establish conclusively even the Eved that she stopped bleeding is a Meir Dochuk Kovin Hashmosh. But suppose it's not kept the Kovin Hashmosh in as much as she is Roas or Yimechot Bilvad, so then he doesn't determine that she stopped bleeding. Not like the Ramah who says that the Eved, even as long as it wasn't the Bdika Shachris, as it was a Bdika Smuche, so he said. So the Ramah says, Avopi shalohoy ha-meichet lo kodin ha-shmuchis. Look into the book. Os ches. Ubi the Eved, you probably must listen to Elo Bishabot Kobe Shachas and be Nashmoshes lo yifrisa Avo be Nashmoshes lo yipol uch mishiko and be Nashmoshes in the it means mincha, that's what it means Avo be Nashmoshes lo yipol uch mishiko sof shom lo mole ineo be yodeo be ineo, what's the Russian? Yomole yodeo munoches beineo, that's the expression used for keeping the meir dochuk, the whole bin hashmoshes inside. Yodeo beineo. So he said, Alme rebudel airekai gavne, veaho kamre chachomim, vishem, vayim vishyos, vitzor chiyo. Dinkei limre rabunu lenafshaye, virishe, וכן דאס הרמב״ם דווקא במרדוכו כל בין השמושת ואת מתאיס לשון אומרו נראה שאין צורך שכוסה ויש אם אלו אינת ים לא לוקדה ומי הוא דאס הרמב״ם נראה כסבור ראשינו אולי את הרמב״ם so the רמו פסק is like thesis that אם הוא יפרוע עשו למרישן בלבד so בדיקה שחס is not effective the end but Bdikas Minche, that's called Tzomuch Ben Hashmoshes, is effective. Even by Roas Yimechot Levav. Even without a Meir Dochuk Kol Ben Hashmoshes. But the Goyen paskens like the Ramban. And the Ramban Shita is that also the ethical world, so even there, the only thing that can determine conclusively that she stopped reading is a mere difficulty in assurance. So, of course, you might say, if she's also the method of God, so then we have to be marketed and near the head, because according to the Quran, even the Ebed, it's not a head. Even if the picket took place, let's say a few minutes before Shkia, but if it wasn't kept the hold in Ashmash, and was in Mechad Yovad, we had no proof that she stopped it. And then he says that from the Rambam's Loshen, it's Mashma that he agrees with the Rambam, that even the Ebed, the only thing that can determine conclusively that she stopped reading is a mere Dochel Kogun Ashmash. Not like the Ramot. Not like Ramot. So Mele, here there's a shiny obsession with the Isaac. So he cannot be made here like the Ramot, because the Koran is real. And we see it's a Machlekes Rishen. Now, Siv Limon. Bien sheposkom lires. Now, I just wanted to point out something that I forgot to point out. When the Mechaber says, Dike zu, tiyes somuch ubin ashmoshes, hichei mea dimashakhe. So Pashas HaLoshin, somuch ubin ashmoshes, would tend to indicate half an hour before Shkia. But from the Goy it appears that somuch ubin ashmoshes means Minach. Whatever a beauty means by Minach. Now, there is a machleket between the Shios and the Rabbis, whether it means Minach of Deira or it means Minach Ketana. So whatever it means, Deira in Rabiude, this is what it means, somuch ubin ashmoshes. Because the cross says, you know, it's Dalet. Lehachmel lechatchile ki Rabiude. You must listen to him. What does Rabiude say? Minche. So that means that somuch ubin ashmoshes means Minche. And according to Rosh Yosef, the Yidin of the Dele, so the Chetfila is at 12:30. Pashas HaLoshim will tend to indicate that it means half an hour before Shkia, but you see that the Koran doesn't explain it. Now, Siv Gimel, B'yeim sheposkom liris, ubidekes atzmo komu, tilbash choluk habodeklo, שאין בי כסף ובלילו תוסים דימים הבדוקים מקסום ומיים המוחרוס תצפר ליספר שיבנקים ומין הקושר צנת מעקת תיצום לי אלך התחיל כי שאישו פיסקס ביטארה שתרחץ תלבשס לבן אמנום אם לרחצו סופו שגידית דו את רק פנאו שלמטו, די בכך. וכן נהיה, ואין לי שמץ, אבל בשסה. מה אני מין ואין לי שמץ? אם אני לך תחילה, שישיר, wash yourself well, and be ladies, לבון. אבל בשסה, חד, כאילו שאני לחץ בדרך, ואין לו בגודי. So, she doesn't have to rush home. In order, you know, to wash herself and put down the bun. Tukha whisper zayni ki rak she'acholuk noku ubodek midah. She has to make sure that the choluk, the undergarment, is clean, otherwise she won't know. Whether it's from before or after. בכל זיון זיין מהספירה צריכו ליש בדקס לחתחילו פעמיים בכל יום אח השחריס ואחס סומך ובנשמושת. So לחתחילה has to make two bdikas. One in the morning and one some of the nashmash. Two bdikas. Vim leibotko v'chol ha-shivo el pa'am achas lo ishno botko v'yim rishin shal ha-shivo oi v'yim ha-shivo. Now we have machlekes noi that samaches. סמכס ומדי עזוב ויעזוב שבודקו עצמו בין ראשון ומוצו תואר ובין אמא שלי ומוצו תואר אישור יומים שבינתיים לא יבודקו ובלזר אימר הרי עם חסק הסתר ובישוע אימר אין להם אלים רישים עם שלי בלבד רבקיד אימר אין להם אלים זין בלבד. So that's it, you know. How do you pass them? Definitely like a blessing. The more says. In other words, that the Ebe, if she made it bitchy, the first day and the second day, it's enough. It's enough. So this is what the Mechaba says. The Ebe, it's enough. But the Chakrila, he has to make it bitchy every day. And two bitches. The Balamoye, Shiti is that since the Alochi is like Rav Lezer, and Rav Lezer says Arim Cheskes Tare, and he doesn't say explicitly Chatzchile you have to make a bdik every day, that means that even Chatzchile you only have to make a bdik the first day and the seventh day. But it is a Shitas Yochid. It is a Shitas Yochid. They are a number of the shaman who say lechatchile, you have to make it bdike every day, but only one bdike every day. But the mechaber, I think that's the sheet of the smart, that you have to make two bdikes every day. One shachris in the morning, and one some of the nashmoshes. Some of the nashmoshes probably also means after mincha, I suppose. So that's how Mahala passes. But the Eved, the Aloch is like Rav Lezer, Harei and Bechaz Kastar. Then there is a Machlekes in the Gemara that can attest between Rav and Chanine, so whether Trilosom is safe on being on, or Trilosom Nahopi Shein safe on Nahopi Shein Trilosom. Rav says, Trilosom Nahopi Shein safe on, and safe on Aval Pishen Tchiloso. So if you made it dik on the first day, and Vata Pishen, it's enough there. If you made it dik on the seventh day, and not on the first day, not on the second, not on the third, not on the fourth, on the fifth, on the sixth, it's also good. Rav Chanina says, we need both Tchiloso and safe on the first day and on the seventh. How do we pass them? So most Pishen pass them like Rav. The smag and the smag, they pass like a family. The trilosom is safe on the inner. Alright, that's the mechaber. Bechol zayin, bechol yin, zayin me asfire, sricho, liyiz bidekes lechat chile, pamayim bechol yin, acha shachis, yacha somoch bin ashmoshes, vim libotko bechol ashibo, elo pam achas, ליש נבות קבלים ראשון של השיבו עובדים השביעים אוי באחד מהם צויים מאחר שבות קבלים שקבלים השביעים וסותרו אולו לא נבוא יש לייק חר תחילוסון אחותי שאין צייפון אין צייפון אחותי שאין תחילוסון אין צינס תחילוסון the first day is enough and the last day is enough so in the middle is also enough אבל אם לבות קבלו חלזיין ואם השמיני בודקו ומוצא תאירו, אין לו אלות למחז בלבד, ומשלם לסולו. Like how? That's the sheet of most of shame. But then the smag and the tzah and the smag say that Allah is like a pchanine, that chilosan be safe on him. ויהי שאימבים שצור שקיברי, ויהי מחישים להשיבו, ויהי משבי, ואין לי הוקי. ויעבדיקו תהיה להיראי, ולא להיראי. ובדיעבד נהנה אפילו להירמות. feel there. So the Chatzchile, that's based upon the Gemara, that Pchot Yide, that the Chatzchile, one should not look at Ksomim Balai. I don't know if it's Balai, I'm not makir on that. I don't know why not. Maybe they, I don't know who passed in that way. They assumed that since we have electric light, so even the Chatzchile, we can look at Ksomim. At Ksomim Balayla, but it's not a proper thing unless time is of the essence, so then you can be major. But otherwise, one should not look at Ksomim at night. Botka atzmo b'yeim sheposko milirit. Umotot meyo. ובורקו להחשרי שוידלת יוני ומוצא פיירו הרי זה בחסקס מאיר. Even though she feels that she's stabling עד שתפסיד בתאר. So that's the מחלק ישרישי ממועד עצמי דרייס עם דרבון בוט לכל הפוחס עם דרבון שיש בחסקס מאיר שלאילו מניסי פרס עד שתבדק עם פוסקו ויוזמנה למחוס. Kashtes Alosh of the Mechaba tends to indicate, like the Chavis Da says, that is in the eyes. Because if he had the shite of the Yazorua and the Rosh in the first Loshin, he should have spelled it out. I mean, after all, Kashtes Alosh of Cheskes Neyo. So, tends to indicate that. In other words, like the Rambam shite, that is in the eyes in the as the Chavis Da says. Kol b'dikeis halolo, kol b'dikeis elu, bein b'dikas etzektare, bein b'dikas kol ashivo, tzricho liyeis b'beget pishton, lobon yosho. Oy b'tzema gefen, oy b'tzema lobon, no ki b'rach, b'tach misenu, b'eisei, mokin b'eimek, לחורים ולבדוקים עד מוקים שהשמוש דוש ותראה אם יש בי מערד מומס ולא ישתכניסהו מיד לכנך עצמו אם יקשה מנאו מיי להכניסי כל כך בעמק לפוחז בדיקה של ים הפסקטרת ובדיקה שיהם רישי מהשיבו תהיינו עד מוקים שהשמוש דוש. ואם לא עושה כן בדיקה שם ראשי, תעשה פעם אחת כן בדיקה שריים. מי הוא בדיעבד, אם לא עושה כן כלל, רק שבודקה עצמו יופי בחורים ובסדוקים, ואם הקהיתת כפיקחו, אף על פי שלא הגיע למוקים, שהשמוש דוש, סגו. You see, maybe tomorrow, we'll go over inside the Bala Nefesh in Raivet and the Asogia of Gormoy. But there is a basic machlekes on the nature of the dik. The Raivet in Bala Nefesh says that there are three kinds of dikis. There is what is called kinuach, not even dik. Kinuach means if she wipes herself outside. That's not even called Dike. And that's the Dike of Kinuach is not a Dike. And it's only effective in the case of Sholish Noshim Shohoyo Yishenes B'mito Achas. And then they found on the sheet down. And the question is, from which one of the three noshim it is. So the halacha is, if one of the three women makes a dike and finds herself unclean, so then she's meyor, then we are killing her, and the other two are teheres. So there, even the dike of kinuach from the outside, from the outside, is enough. Even the bigger the better. But as far as other bigots are concerned, whether it's bigots like Abitaris, let's say, Guzman, Taris, Rene, or bigots like Abubailo, whether it's the bigger Perfectaro, or like Kim, or whatever, so Kinuach is no good. She has to push it inside. Then there is another bdike, more thorough than Kinuach, and that is when she pushes it into the Bezachitzen. But she doesn't push it before in the Bezdoki, in all the recesses inside, before in the Bezdoki. So that, Ligabi Tyres, it's not enough. Ligabi Tyres, she has to push it before in the Bezdoki. She has to push it before in the Bezdoki. But Ligabi Bailo, it's enough. Ligabi Bailo, it's enough. And it's mashma from the washing of the Baal Nefesh that Sinov bring Ligabi the Dikes of the Zion King, and bring Ligabi the Dikes of Ezekhtar. So the right cheat is, this is how old the Shane French is. That Dike Bechorin with his Dokin is only Ligabi Taris. And that Mokin Shah, Hashamosh Dosh, that's close to the Mokir, Mokin Hashamosh Dosh. That means up to the cervix. So in other words, so Tyrus has two homes. First of all, Bechorin with his Dokin, she has to push it to the sides of all the recesses, and then in depth she has to push it all the way at Mokin Shasham Rizosh, after the service. That's what Mokin Shasham Rizosh, after the service. The Gabi Tires, but the Gabi Bailo, so it's only necessary to push it inside, because this Achit, Kinuach is not enough. But she doesn't have to push it, behemoth, and not in Shashamah's dog, up to the servant. And she doesn't have to push it to the sides, to the hole of the stocking, the recesses, on the side. She just pushes it inside the bottom. Ligabubai. The Balamoyer is ready. He's massive from the bottom. And he says that just as it is obligatory to push it, the whole of the stocking with Abitaris, that's a Gemara in the Foreshes, that faith in it. So, the Gabibairo, it's also obligatory. It's the whole of the stocking. And most Prishani agree with the Shita of the Lamar, not with the Shita of the Raita. The Rambam, the Rajpo, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Rosh, the Smag, most Rishon agree with the Shite of the Baramoy, of the Shite Baramoy. But there is one Chumre that the Baramoy doesn't mention. And they mention, and the Rosh mentions. And that is, you see, the Baramoy only says the Bdike Libailo requires a Bdike Bechorim of his docking. But it doesn't say Admokim Shashamish Dosh. Admokim Shashamish Dosh. The Rosh says that she has to push it in depth Admokim Shashamish Dosh. And that the Baramoya doesn't do it. Now the Bach, now the Bes Yosef, the Bes Yosef says, where did the Rosh see that? I mean, at Mokim Shasham Rizosh. So the Bes Yosef says that many poskim don't require at Mokim Shasham. That's why he makes that short. He says, ותרסנו ואיסי מוקים בעימק וחורים ומסדוקים עד מוקים שהשם משדוש ותראה אם יש בי שומרי עד נוניס ולא שתכנסי ומיעט מכאן אחר עצמו אם יקשה בעיניו מעיד להכניסי כל כך בעימק ולפוחס דיקס של ימי מפסקטרי ובדיקה של ימרישים מאשר ומאשיבו תהיינו אדמוקים שהשם משדוש. And he says, ואם לא עוסקים בדיקה של ימרישים תעשה פעמך עסקים בדיקה של היום. מי הוא בדיעבד? אם לא עוסקים כלל, רק שבודקה עצמו יופי בחורים ובסדוקים, ואם היטיב כפיקהו, אף על פי שלא הגיע למוקים שהשם משדוש סגרו. So why? Because the Rebbe Yosef says that most poskim don't require it. The Rosh requires it. But most poskim don't require it. True, we passed like the Balamoya, not like the Aive. The Aive chiti is that in the Chorim and Tzedokim is not necessary. Only Bezachitzen. She doesn't have to move it sideways, you know, to the Chorim and Tzedokim. She just pushes it inside. As little as she does, so it's enough. But Moya is chelik. But Mokim Shasham is Dosh. That is, and many women can't even do that. Many women can't even do that. Some male that no one requires, but the Rosh requires it. So because of that, he made it pshore that lechatchile should make at Mokim Shasham is Dosh. In the Bdika for Zektare, and one Bdika design Kim, because most Rishonim pass like Rav, not like Chachamim. So mainly, even though the Mechaber himself passes Yeshemim Shetzor Shetiv Yim Rishim Hashivo Uveim Hashvi Veim Hokeil, but to go so far that to make it at Mokim Shasham Mishdosh, that not. Do that not. מה שאם כן לגבי חורים וצדוקים, he requires in all bdikis, because that the Balaam Moya says, and all the Shemim say, not just the Rosh, and the Ramor, the Ebed, he says, אם לא עוסקים כלל, רק שבודקת מיוף בחורים וצדוקים, not the mocking of Hashem, it's also not enough, even though not even one bdike was made in depth at mocking of Hashem, מה שאין כן, if she didn't push it בחורים ובצדוקים, so then even the evidence is not effective. Because we don't rely on the shite of the Raivet, of the Bala Nefesh, even the evidence. It's only Gabi remarking to some of those, because most poskim don't even mention it, the Rosh mentioned it. So, that's the psalm. Now the Bach says, that even the Rosh, when he says Mokim Shasham Mishdosh, he means as in his Chassidus, if it's not hard for him. But otherwise, but she's not clear for Chassidus, because whoever mentions the Mokim Shasham Mishdosh. Now the secret Tare says one thing, I don't think that anybody could be clearly correct. In past, he says, even according to the Rosh, that she has to make the dikeh mocking Shasham Mishdosh, but that's only the rabbah. With the raise, there is no requirement of mocking Shasham Mishdosh, because how could a psule, you know, a cow, how could she push it in? It's physically impossible to push it in at mocking Shasham Mishdosh, because it's blocked. So the answer is, it's only the Rabbanon, so we're mocking the Yerusha, so then the Chachamim didn't require. So that's in the Baposhka. But the Bach says that even the Rosh doesn't require it, even the Chathile, only as a middle seat. So as far as the mocking Shashamu's Dosh is concerned, so there it is enough. It is enough. The Ebed, the Ramon also passed, even if he didn't make it in one day. But as far as Chulin is looking, so the track of the Ramol is that even the Eretz is Miakim. In other words, we don't rely on the Shite of the Raiden Barnef. Hasume Budekes Atzmo Umar Lechav Hacherches Sheshimas Veinu Midaberes Uishimdaberes Veinu Shimas Harein Kipitches. So they made the Dikes like any other woman. Avu Mini Shimas Veinu Midaberes. So then she's not considered as the Bala Steyo Vichina Sheite Uishimitri Fodaito Machmaschili Tzrichis Pichis Litikis. To Likvei Elohen, in other words, if a woman is incompetent, so then another woman has to make the ticket for them. To Likvei Elohen Vestas, Kidei Shetienu Mutoris Libale, Hukva Elohen Veset, Harein Kishol Kolamash. Lo Yukva Elohen, Cheshishis Mishleishin, Yen Mishleishin Yen, ובית קייס על ביתי הוישו שמר בלידי בין ימי סירוסו בין ביומי של אירועסו בהם הרי זה משבחס אך על פי שיש לו וסת קבוע השיב המקיים צורך שיהיו ריציתי של מתיר את דם בהם שאם רועסו דם אפילו בסייפים השביעי ויסוס חוקו היום וצריכו